From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. More charges against Russian nationals by the U.S. Special Counsel. 12 Russian military intelligence officers were indicted on Friday for conspiring to interfere in the 2016 presidential elections. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein announced the indictment.
11 of the defendants are charged with conspiring to hack into computers, steal documents, and release those documents with the intent to interfere in the election.
Rosenstein said the 12th was charged with conspiring to infiltrate computers of organizations responsible for administering elections, including state boards of election, secretaries of state, and more. The Russians worked for two units of GRU, Russia's military intelligence agency, according to the indictment. Here's more from Rosenstein.
The conspirators created fictitious online personas, including DC Leaks and Guccifer 2.0, and they used those personas to release information, including thousands of stolen emails and other documents, beginning in June of 2016.
The charges come ahead of a July 16th meeting between U.S. President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin in Helsinki. Rosenstein said he briefed Trump on the allegations. President Trump on Friday declared the U.S. relationship with Britain as the highest level of special, rejecting reports of troubled ties. This despite his explosive comments published in one of the highest circulation newspapers in the country. Standing alongside the British Prime Minister outside her Chequers country estate, Trump defended his remarks in The Sun, which were seen as further weakening Theresa May's hold on power. This is VOA News. British detectives investigating the poisoning of two people by the nerve agent Novichok said Friday they've made a significant discovery. A small bottle, which tested positive for the deadly substance, was found in the home of one of the victims. Dawn Sturgis, who died Sunday, and her partner were sickened on June 30th in a town not far from Salisbury, England, where authorities say a Russian ex-spy and his daughter were poisoned with Novichok in March. Police are still looking into where the bottle came from and how it came to be in the victim's home. Further tests will determine whether it is the same batch that was used to poison the ex-spy. Dozens upon dozens were rushed to hospitals in Balochistan province Friday after a suicide bomber killed 70 people at an election rally in southwestern Pakistan, that according to officials. The bombing was the most deadly attack in Pakistan in over a year and is the third incident of election-related violence this week. Among those killed was Balochistan Provincial Assembly candidate Siraj Rahsani. Rahsani is the second electoral candidate to be killed in pre-election violence this week. The explosions come amid growing tensions over ousted Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif's return to the country and subsequent arrest. Authorities in Pakistan swiftly arrested Sharif, along with his daughter and political heir, shortly after the two landed in the eastern city of Lahore on Friday. Sharif faces a 10-year prison sentence on corruption charges. He and his party, the Pakistan Muslim League Nawaz, released a video from the plane. And that video released earlier on Friday, he said in it, "I want to tell Pakistanis, I have been doing this for you. Walk with me, join hands with me, and change the destination of the country." Sharif was sentenced in absentia last week over the purchase of high-end properties in London, dealing a serious blow to his party bid weeks ahead of the July 25th polls. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and senior Trump administration officials arrived in Mexico City on Friday. They will meet with Mexican President-elect Andrés Manuel López Obrador and other Mexican officials, hoping to make early strides on divisive issues like immigration, trade, and security. The delegation will also meet with Mexico's current President Enrique Peña Nieto and Foreign Minister Luis Videgaray to discuss the transition of power, trade, migration, and border issues. I'm Liz Palka for VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA. R&B.